The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-4 in conference play and 4-4 overall. Indiana hosts Iowa on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you. Again, coming off week, good week. Feel good about our preparation. We're starting for a really strong opponent. I was playing great football, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge this Saturday against the Hawkeyes.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Mike Miller from Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about James Holford and what made you feel comfortable taking him. I mean, I guess with a guy that's this raw, what made you feel comfortable taking him as a walk-on? Was it his measurables, his size, or I guess what was it?
Well, as always, you want to complement your team with some quality guys to give you some depth in your scout teams, attack teams, and I think we've been very fortunate here that our walk-on program's been very strong. You know, we knew he was the measurables meant he was big enough, strong enough to maybe help us as a mid-sized body at linebacker, maybe some fullback if we needed that in some of the prep work. Didn't know how good he would be, but watching him, we had several days of, quote, tryout work where you're just watching guys run, change of direction, agility, and really their toughness and energy level. And, again, he had great passion. And then you find out more about him. He's an older guy, he's a former Marine, so he's got some toughness. So we just thought we were getting a quality guy that gave us a good look. We thought he was genuine about his approach of truly wanting to play. I didn't know if he'd particularly be maybe high-end and going to be a success story as far as some, you know, we write a movie about him, as they've happened with a few of these late movies that came out with guys that joined teams. But just thought he'd be a good addition, and he has. And as we get into Veterans Week, we're just kind of, you know, doing a slight deal with our team, just recognize and appreciate his commitment he gave to the country, and we're glad the commitment he's making to our football team. He's doing a great job for us.
How about his just recall with, you know, I guess handling plays and just kind of handling all the workload that comes with being even just a practice squad member? How's he sort of developed, you know, since September whenever he joined?
Well, again, some of the stuff like in your kicking game, you've got those guys running down your kick cover, kick return, punt team. So it's all kind of carded up. They're watching video. But we've got, you know, our graduate assistants and guys that help organize the attack teams, the scout look teams, the look teams for you. They're telling what to do. So, I mean, a smart guy, you know, 26-year-old guy that's came through the discipline of being a Marine can listen to you. And again, physically his skill set would be, because he's a good practice player for us. And like I say, we're proud of him and glad he's with our team.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson from Associated Press.
Yeah, Kevin, I just wanted to know, as you kind of look at the next month, I guess how crucial is it for you guys to get bowl eligible in your mind?
Well, for our seniors and guys that have been here with us, some of these guys now have been in year five, you know, a great deal of work, commitment. We've made some strides, and our guys are so much more spirited and into it, and their commitment, workload, and what they're doing. So really, it'd just be a great reward for those seniors in recruiting, practice opportunity. Our young players would be a great, great deal. But I just love to see what I think is a special group of seniors that have worked very, very hard, a chance to go out and have some of the spoils that come with college football, because they've worked like it, they've prepared like it. I think it's a very good football team. We're going to need to get some victories, and we'll have a great challenge with the Hawkeyes this week. But I'd really like to send a great group of seniors out here with a great taste in their mouth, because they've been an awesome group as they've worked for us, not this year, but their whole careers. A lot of respect for those fifth and fourth year kids we got.
And our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, I know Jordan Howard was healthy enough to play for you guys against Michigan State. Did you feel like he was at 100% for that game? And if not, how much did this bye week help to get him back out of the way he was early in the year?
Well, we were told going into it, he was kind of back full go, would be good. I think, again, from a confidence level, stamina level, you know, we didn't have the ball or run it a great deal as far as opportunity. I think he had 80-some yards against a great defense, and his yards per carry was kind of what it was been. Came back and practiced immediately that last week. Has looked great in our first 2 days of preparation this week. So he's practicing better. Thought he had a really good go against a great run defense at Michigan State. Again, he was cleared by the doctors. If we didn't think he would be our best option, even if he was cleared, we'd have played Devine or Mike Majette. So looked good to us in prep. Thought he had a decent game and really has came out of the game better than he played. So like I say, we're moving forward with him and getting him back to close to being on track. Now, whether he's 100% or not, sometimes you're not 100% because you just hadn't practiced. So it's just kind of knocking the rust out. So I don't think it's a health deal. I don't think it's psychological. I just think he's getting back up to speed, and he looks pretty close to me. Hopefully he'll – Iowa's got a tremendous run defense, but he's looking like he'll have a chance to play well for us. We'll see.
Thanks, Kevin.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Dockerman from Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Kevin, everybody knows about the intangibles that Nate Sudfeld brings, but what do you see specifically with him on the field that's enabled him to be so successful over the last 4 years?
You're talking Nate?
Yeah, Nate.
You know, I mean, he's got a decent skill set with size. He's 6'5 plus. I think for a big guy, he's got a quick arm. He's got good football movement within the pocket. So even though he's not necessarily the running quarterback, I think he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. I think he can move in the pocket and have really quick quarterback movements so he can play in rhythm, play within himself, not be late with the ball. He's a very mature, calm kid. I think the more he's played, the better he sees defenses, and I think he's more comfortable and confident. And like I say, I still think his best football is ahead of him. I think he's playing very good football for us, but I think he's a young man with a lot of upside as he finishes his senior year. Hopefully have an opportunity at the next level. I think he's a solid quarterback. I think he's working hard. He's getting better.
He's had to go against some pretty good competitors in practice over the years. Trey Robertson in the past, Kaufman. What was he able to do to kind of maybe outlast the competitors and be the guy that you pointed to the last couple of years?
Well, I think he was the guy that just hung in there. And, you know, you're kind of in a right now generation, and guys were fighting for spots. And we had some guys that were kind of back and forth in close battles. And, you know, and I think he just worried about himself. And I think sometimes, you know, there's several teams in several places around the country and in pro ball where there's competition, and you know everybody kind of wants it now. And I think the really good teams and good players, they just kind of keep competing. They don't worry about the other guy; they just worry about themselves. I think the greatest competitor is the guy you're looking at in the mirror every day. And we've talked to our seniors as we finish. Hey, to lead our team, the first thing you need to do is take care of yourself. You know, if you're going to be the preacher, let's live a good life. So we've tried to have our seniors and Nate especially play his best football down the stretch, and he's going to get a great defense. But like the way he's preparing, and I want him to finish his senior season very strong, and then if he's blessed, he'll have the opportunity to move on. So quality player, and just appreciate what he's given our program.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel from Herb Radio Baltimore.
Hey, Coach Wilson. Buffalo, Iowa, can you hear me first? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about Iowa. They're undefeated. This is your second time this year playing another team in the Big Ten that's undefeated. What did you learn from the Ohio State game that might help you against Iowa?
Yeah, it's the third time because Michigan State, I think, is undefeated too. I think it's our third top 10 opponent this year. One, that shows something about the Big Ten. And so as we go around, everybody wants to beat their chest about conferences. I know we got great coaches, great players in our conference. Very, very proud of the Big Ten East. We're a part of. We're playing a crossover this week. When you play against Kirk Ferentz's team, they're going to be physical. They're going to play in all phases. They're a very mature team. Really like the way they're playing complementary football. So it's going to be a strong challenge, and you know, we're excited to play them. But we're excited each week because I think that's the beauty of recruiting and building the program in Indiana. You know, when you're playing the Big Ten East, you're playing some of the best football week in and week out. It's an exciting challenge. I know our players and coaches embrace it, and we look forward to a great challenge this week against the Hawkeyes. But I know our men are excited to play and see how we match up. We've been close. We've been getting better, and we'll see if we can put it together for 60 minutes this week and see if we can get the outcome that we'd like to have.
And you're saying being bowl eligible, what does that mean for you? And being you a head coach, because Iowa – you know, Indiana has been really, you know, you guys have been down a little bit, but you're getting better now. So what does it mean getting a bowl game, hopefully, this year to help, maybe help get some new recruits?
Well, again, we hit that just a few minutes ago. It's really about, to me, the seniors that you want to leave out of here. I think have done a great, great job. as we've battled, persevered, kind of slayed the culture we wanted, work ethic and doing things right and competitiveness and doing it day after day, having the energy, the enthusiasm you need, the culture to have a winning program. So like a lot of things in place, but you got to have the victories on Saturday. Gotten a little better, but not where we need to be. We got four challenges remaining. The first one's this Saturday against Iowa, and we're taking them one at a time. We just want to get one this week, and if we can get enough to be the bowl team, really we want that for the seniors. It'll be great for recruiting. It'll be great for player development, but it'd really, really be great for an awesome group of seniors, and we're going to fight very hard to see if we can get that done.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.